I was thinking about that. She was talking about the Lord Jesus when he carried that old cross, that old rugged cross, and he was ascending that hill of Calvary. And man, he ascended up, praise God. He never quit. He never looked back. He never regretted it. Praise God. He took it upon himself to make that trip. Amen. Before the foundation of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ took it upon himself that when old sinful man would come, you and I, and we'd mess up, and we'd miss the mark, and we'd come short, Jesus Christ, amen, he'd make up the difference. Ain't you glad that we've got somebody that'll make up the difference, that'll make up the hedge, that'll fill in the gap for us? And it's none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior. Boy, I appreciate him today. I appreciate him. I've got a blessed hope in my heart that ain't going to be long, youngins. This thing's a playing up and playing out. And one day in a little while, praise God, there's going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither. And the church of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is going to go out of here to meet him in the air. Praise God, what a day that's going to be. We're going to lose gravitation. We're going to let go of this old world. Hey, listen, we might as well just go ahead and start relaxing our grip. We should just go ahead and just let the old world be the old world. And we ought just to back off just a little bit from it and just look at the one who made it all possible. That through him we might be saved. I'm glad today I can say with all assurance that Jesus Christ is my Savior and he's my Lord, and that one day, praise God, he's going to come get me and he's going to come get you and he's going to take us to be with him where he is. You say, Pastor Jeff, how do you know that? Because he made us that promise. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you. Glory. Hallelujah. Somebody will just jump up and take a spell. He said, I'm going to receive you. I pray, God, I don't deserve receiving. I don't deserve coming and getting. I don't deserve a second look. But praise God, Jesus Christ, my Savior, he said, I'm going to come and get you. I'm going to receive you. I'm going to take you. I'm going to call you to myself. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Glory. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take you to that place prepared. I'm glad I have that promise. I pray, God, if I didn't tonight, I'd jump up, I'd run this altar, and I'd stay there till I got it. Praise God, I'd come out of there a happy person. Glory, hallelujah, looking for a soon coming Savior. He's coming. Jesus is coming. If you look in the Bible says that he's coming. He's coming again, just like he said he would. Amen. He made us a promise. And I want to tell you something tonight, youngins. He's an ultimate promise keeper. He made you a promise. And he made me a promise that he would come again and receive you unto himself where he is. Glory, hallelujah. That's where I want to be. One of these days, it's not going to be long. I hope you're ready tonight. Praise God, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? I said, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Amen. Glory, hallelujah, our Jeff, say, glory to God, I'm ready. Amen. Praise the Lord, because he's coming. Hey, ready or not, he's coming. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready to go home. Amen. I live over on top of a hill off of Newstock Road. Pine Brook Farm. Pine Brook Road. That's my temporary dwelling place. This side of eternity, Brother Bobby. Amen. That's where God give. Hey, the good place that he give me, I don't own it. Amen. God does. God and the government. Amen. You don't pay them their part, they come take it. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty gave me a little place here on this earth where I could live my life. It's still, it's our old home place. Praise God, it's where we got precious memories. I got memories that I've acquired there over the last 61 years. Praise God, it's been a long time. But praise God, I'm glad they're good years. And I'm glad God was there. And I got to see his presence there. I got to be with these people there. I got to spend time with my family there. But praise God, one day in a little while, I can just imagine how much better it's going to get farther on. Amen. Think about it. This is our temporary dwelling. And God is gracious in this temporary dwelling. He gives us so much of those things that we need and so many of those things that we desire. So many things we'd like to have. Amen. But praise God, he said he's got a place prepared for me and you. He's a place prepared over in heaven. Praise God.
In a place where we're going to be with our Lord forevermore. A place, praise God, where there'll be no more parting. There'll be no more sickness or dying or death. There'll be no more sadness. Praise God, it'll be a place of rejoicing. We'll come into the presence of our Savior, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Can you think what it's going to be like to be eternally with the Lord in His presence? Now, I tell you, sometimes I get excited this side of eternity. Amen. I get excited about the presence of the Lord. I get excited when he just pulls up beside me and parks a while. Amen. And sits in the sweet Holy Spirit just begins to caress my heart and just let me know how much He loves me, how much He cares for me. Praise God. Sometimes He just lets me know that He's there. Amen. Sometimes it's good just to know He's there. I'll be honest, sometimes in this old flesh, sometimes I begin to wonder, Lord, are You still with me? Amen. Sometimes in this old flesh, sometimes I wonder within myself, well, I know He is because He said He was. And I know He said He'd never leave me, never forsake me. He'd be with me always. That means all the way to the end of the way. But sometimes this old flesh just says, Lord, are you still there? Come on, do something. Just show me. Let me know, praise God, Your presence. Amen. Hey, because that presence is real. That presence is something you ought to be able to feel. Now, I know we don't run on feelings. Amen. Praise God. We run on fact. But praise God, I'm glad that you can feel Him. And if I was here today and I couldn't feel the Lord Jesus, His presence in my soul pretty often, praise God, I'd check up. I'd draw nigh to Him so He could draw nigh to me. I'd scooch up, praise God, where I could get up in His lap, put my head on His chest so I could hear that heartbeat of God speaking to my heart, that connection, glory, hallelujah, that God's God, where He goes kaboom to boom, and my heart goes kaboom to boom. And praise God, before you get before long, you get in sequence, and there's some Holy Ghost music starts playing. You know what I'm talking about tonight? I'm talking about something special from the Lord. I'm talking about that special connection with Him where you get excited, praise God, and you don't care who knows. Talk to a person this morning talking about how we're getting excited in the Lord. So sometimes you go down the road and you just get excited in the Lord. You get to talking to the Lord. Get to flopping your hand and praising God and talking to the Lord. But you look on, people's are looking at you like you're a lunatic. They think you've lost your mind. Amen. They wonder whether they ought to call the police. They have to call Broughton. I don't even Broughton. Is Broughton still around? Amen. I ain't been there in a while. I've called my cousin, ask her. Amen. She's got papers twice. Lord, hallelujah. But you get that. You get so excited, praise God. You can't contain it. You don't care who sees it. Just get the praise and God. Get to give Him glory. Amen. You get the singing with the song on the radio, praise the Lord. And God begins to stir up in your heart. And next thing you know, it gets so cloudy in the automobile that you can't hardly see the road. He said, well, preacher, you ought to get off the road. It ain't safe to drive like that. I said, that's when Jesus drives. Amen. Praise God. That's when the Holy Ghost, praise God, moves in and He begins to touch you. He begins to drive. That's what's wrong in America today. Praise God. We need to scoot over and let Jesus drive. Amen. He's still a moving hearts and lives just like He always has. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. Amen. I don't want Him to change, do you? Our fellow said today, so I wish God would change just a little bit. Hey, if God changed a little bit, God wouldn't be God. Amen. God's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. I'm glad He doesn't change. Hey, if He changed, He might change His ideal about me and you. He might break out a big old racer and race my name. Thank God He ain't got no racer. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. He wrote it in that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad they was praise God, they was a spot for me. They was a spot for you. And there's a spot for everybody in here. And Jesus Christ, praise God, wants to write your name in your spot. Amen. Praise God. Signing up for the glory of God. Signing up for those blessings of God. Signing up to come into the presence of God.
signing up to be ushered into the portals of glory.
Amen.
If your name is on the list, praise God, you're a shoo-in. Praise God. You get to go in, praise God. You made your call and election sure. You've got your reservation secured. In other words, your ticket's already been bought.
Amen.
And it won't be too long, glory to God, till God will punch your ticket. I pray to call you up out of there, punch your ticket, and carry you into glory.
Can you imagine?
I tell you, I'm excited. Singing coming up Friday night. Praise God, just a few days. I'd like to have this whole place full of people just rejoicing in the Lord, bro. Glory, hallelujah, like we have been tonight, just praising God, and the Holy Ghost just move upon the place, and the Lord just say, come on up, you hear their youngins. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Wouldn't that be something? We blow the top off this thing. Well, glory, amen, praise God. We get plumb loose. We just begin to praise the Lord and give Him glory like He deserves. What's wrong with church today? It ain't God, it's us. I just told you, He ain't changed a whit, not one bit. Amen? But praise God, we have. We got where we come to church, we say, Lord, will you just bless me if you can? And we'll look at such a sister so-and-so and brother such-and-such instead of looking at the Lord, praise God, and asking God just to bless us and help us and touch us and heal us and begin to convict us and show us just exactly where I am. I pray to listen. The person I have the most problem with in this world is Jeff Massey.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the one I struggle with the most. Glory, hallelujah. But praise God, I'm glad I come to the Lord. I can get those things straightened out. I can get them lined out. I can get God Almighty to show me where I'm at, to minister to my spirit, and show me, praise God, where He'd have me to be, and just expect Him and look for Him to get me there. We're living in a day and hour. The world is wicked around us. It's just as wicked as hell itself. But boy, I got blessed the other day. I turned on the news. I was watching it on Newsmax, and it was talking about what the statement the president made about Easter. And hey, he had a message for Easter. He said that we need to appreciate what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. How about had me a spell? Amen. Glory, hallelujah, what the Lord and Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. Praise God. How He sacrificed Himself. I've seen that on it. Praise God, they had that writ up there, and I've seen that. Boy, about had me a spell. I said, glory, hallelujah, preach on, brother. Amen. Praise God, tell the folks of the United States, praise God, how good God is and what He's done for us to secure what we have today, a prosperity in the land, glory, hallelujah, an inheritance from the Lord. That don't come cheap. That don't come lightly. It cost heaven everything it had.
Amen. Amen. It cost heaven its very best. God, Bible said that God Almighty sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. For God so loved the world. He loved us so much that He was willing to sacrifice the best He had, His only begotten Son, who had been with Him from the foundation of the universe. Amen. Praise God. And He sent them down to a little speck of earth, a speck of dust called earth, for your sins and mine. Glory, hallelujah. Because He loved us that much. But where did we lose that at? Lord Jeff, where did we lose it at? Praise God. Where we got away from God, and we got away from godliness, and we got away from worship and praising Him because He has been so righteous and so right in so many ways. Amen. How could we be so forgetful? But that's why the Bible would say, remember not to forget who God is. That He's the creator and sustainer of the universe. And that through Jesus Christ, all things consist. Amen. He's the one that's holding it all together. We think people are. Right now in the world, they're looking for some great person to rise up and fix everything. In Luke, he said that they'd be a people that was the nations would be all tore up over what's going on.
Guess what? They're all tore up over what's going on. Amen? They're in a frenzy. But praise God, there's a God of heaven knows exactly what's going on. And He's trying to line people back up. And He's trying to get our attention. Praise God, He's trying to move us forward for the glory of God. He's trying to get us closer than we've ever been. He said, quit stiff-arming me. Quit holding back. Quit holding me back. Let me be the Lord of your life. Let me be the shepherd of your soul. Let me help you today. People still stiff-arming Him. You know, when you play football, you grab that football and you'd run down the field for the other goal. And somebody come running after you, you'd use a stiff arm, you'd poof right in the forehead and just keep a trucking. Amen. Now, I was always a little bitty feller. I didn't do many very stiff arms. I just run so fast they couldn't catch me. Amen. Praise God. Listen, that's what we ought to be doing today. We ought to just be running so fast for Jesus that the devil can't catch us. Praise God. He's on our tail. He's always chasing us. And he's trying to chase us down. But praise God, I'm going to run. And I'm going to run to Jesus. I'm going to hop up in his arms. I'm going to let him embrace me and pull him to me in that place of safety that I need to be in today. That shield, that force to be reckoned with is Jesus Christ, our Savior. The greatest thing, the greatest person to ever live was Jesus Christ, Amen. The anointed one of God. 100% God and 100% man. Amen. He struggled in this world just like you and I. Amen. Suffered being hungry. Suffered getting tired. Suffered being ridiculed and persecuted and put down. Amen. He endured that for me and he endured that for you. Hey, listen, you know what? I believe if he can endure that just a little bit, I can too. Amen. Praise God. We ought to just shout to Jesus Christ, the Savior, from the rooftops. And don't care who it makes mad, who it tears up. We just ought to lift up our voice and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Listen, we got a special day coming up in just a few days. We're going to celebrate Easter Sunday when our Savior, Jesus Christ, rose victorious from the grave, victorious over death. Praise God. Hey, got up out of there for the glory of God. We ought to use this occasion, praise God, to give God glory. Amen. Hey, he did that for you and for me. Amen. And he did it so he could get the glory. I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise for what he done for me. Amen. He got up on purpose on that first Easter Sunday morning, praise God. He got up on purpose for you and for me. Amen. All those other so-called gods. Amen. They went to the tomb and they laid there. You go scratch around in the dust and you'll find what's left of them. Amen. When they went to the tomb on resurrection morning, praise God, the Lord Jesus, the angel said, he's not here for he's risen. Amen. He done got up, shook off those grave clothes, took that napkin that was bound around his face and folded it up. Put it there where his head had been. Glory, hallelujah. Them disciples and them ladies run up there and they looked in. Of course, old John run up there to the door and he stopped and he's peeking in. Amen. Old Peter come running and he slid into that tomb. Praise God, right up there beside where Jesus laid. And they look and they saw the linen clothes laying there. But they, praise God, they saw that napkin folding laying there. Praise God. And John looked. I believe John looked at Peter and Peter looked at John. And they said, does this mean what we think it means? He's not here, but he's risen. But he's coming back. Amen. He's coming back. You know the tradition. They'd take their napkin. If they had to leave the table for a minute, they'd take it and fold it neatly and lay it beside their table. And it would let that waiter know that they weren't finished. They had to step out for a minute, but they would be back. And they would be coming back to finish what they started. Amen. I don't know why I'm getting off on Easter. That's Sunday. Anyway. Praise God, they seen that napkin laying there. And they said, wait a minute, this ain't finished. Boy, it began to stir in their mind. They began to recollect. They began to remember what Jesus said. Ain't it a good thing to remember what Jesus said? Praise God. Hey, that's why we need to read and study our Bible so we can see. Praise God, just go through and read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, and just let them just penetrate your heart and penetrate your mind and listen to what Jesus has to say, because He speaks to us in such a relevant way. Praise God, He shows us the plan for the future for every one of us, and He gives us guidance and leadership on how to get to where we need to be. I'm looking for a great and mighty things in the days ahead. Amen. I'm looking for God to move like He's never moved before. He is. He's moving even in the hearts and minds of heathens. That's why the devil's so tore up today. That's why half of this country's losing their mind. Because the sweet Spirit of God's moving on hearts and minds and touching people. He's convicting people of their sin. Showing them the error of their ways and the goodness of His, and they can't stand it. Amen. You say, Pastor, what do they need to do? They just need to repent. And so they can be able to receive the Lord. Ain't that what John Baptist was preaching? Amen. A baptism of repentance. Come repenting so you'll be able to receive Messiah. Messiah's coming. Repent and get ready. When He comes, you'll be able to receive Him. Amen. John Baptist. Praise God, He's already come. He come and He lived and loved and He died and He shed His blood for us. He didn't even have his own tomb. Amen. Joseph Arimathea bound Him up, took Him down there and buried Him in one of His brand new tomb. Amen. And they said, well, are you going to let Him have it? I said, it's just going to be for a couple of days. Amen. Just borrow it. It's kind of like borrowing a pair of shoes. He's just going to need a few days. And he's going, praise God. Amen. But on that third day, He got up. And because He got up, praise God, we have hope tonight. Amen. We have hope. We should never be hopeless. We should never be discouraged. We ought to be encouraged. We ought to be encouragers of the brethren. Say, you know what? Just press on just a little bit further. It's just up ahead. Any day now, praise God, they could be a shout and a trump and a come up hither. He say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Praise God, we'll move out of here, take a plain air ride up through the portals of glory, through the heavens, through the starry galaxy, up to the heaven of heaven. Praise God, for we'll meet Him in a cloud, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. All those that are dead in Christ, He said, God bring with Him. Amen. So when Jesus leaves out, amen, with a shout and a shout, and we leave out, and we meet in the air, praise God. Well, you talk about a holy hallelujah reunion. Amen. We're going to have us a time. Glory, hallelujah. Well, can't you imagine? Praise God, seeing all the saints of God that's gone on before. Mamaws and papaws and mamas and daddies, brothers and sisters, loved ones, praise God, just bukus of them. Amen, glory, hallelujah. And we'd be gathered up there with them to be with them, to ever be with them, no more parting, no more sorrow. I pray God, be there with the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. That I keep looking for a sparkling cloud. Amen. Every now and then I see a cloud that looks kind of funny in the sky, and I get to wondering down in my soul, could this be it? Especially, yeah, have you seen those clouds? It's kind of like a funny looking little cloud, and the sun will be right over it, and it's shining down on it, and it's got that glow about it. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I don't want to see stuff like that. But I see them clouds, I see them, when I see that sun, I say, glory, hallelujah, could this be it? Amen. Praise God, the sun is shining on, it's illuminated, it's bright, praise God. Just like the presence of the Lord is there, and you begin to wonder down in your soul, could this be it? You say, preacher, don't that scare you? That don't scare me a bit. Amen. It gets me excited. I get to thinking about going home, waving this old world goodbye. Say, goodbye, world, goodbye. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the thing is, we got to be sure we got everybody ready to go with us. But brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, praise God, youngins and grandyouns, right, need to be saved and in church, serving, worshiping the Lord, and getting ready to go be with Him when He calls us home. Amen. It could be any day now. I don't reckon there's anything else has to happen before he comes and gets to church. Now, there's a lot of things have to happen before he comes back. His presence, amen, to the earth. But there's nothing. I don't reckon there's anything has to be fulfilled before he comes back for the church to get us, take us out of here to be with him. Amen. Praise God. When he's ready, I am. But one of these days, he's going to say, glory to God. He's going to say, ready or not, here I come. Amen. I'm kind of like my... Kind of like my little granddaughter. She's at the house. Saturday, little Allie, and she said, "Papa, let's play hide and seek." And I said, and she said, "Yeah, come on, Papa, let's play." I said, "Okay, okay." She said, "You hide." I said, "Okay." So I take off the hide. Well, I look. I'm kind of like Allie, because she goes 1, 2, 3. 4. Amen. She was looking to see where Papa went, praise God, because she wouldn't be able to find me. Glory, hallelujah, that's kind of the way I am. In the day and hour we're living, I'm playing peekaboo, but glory, hallelujah, every day I'm just looking out and saying, Lord, I see you. I'm looking for you. I'm desiring you. I want to know where you're at because I want to be with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Getting a little peek, praise God, through this world. Getting a little peek in the portals of glory. Getting a little peek at the seeing where he's at. Amen. Gosh, can you imagine? He's in a marvelous place. The Lord Jesus Christ is in a marvelous place, a place prepared in the portals of glory in heaven. Amen. A place where he's made for us. I mean, I know the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And I understand that. But Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. I think it's going to be even unique to those mansions. It's going to be a special place. Praise God that God's prepared for us, for His people. And God's people, as His little children, we really get to go. Amen. We really get to go. And it's not going to be long. You know, we just need to be getting ready, get excited. Praise the Lord that one day in just a little while, we're going to leave out of here. We're going to leave out of here, and we're going to go home. Amen. Going to go home. Boy, don't that have a familiar sound? Going to go to that place. It's not going to be a scary place. Amen. It's going to be a very familiar place. Because it's home. Amen. It's home for eternity. You say, well, when I get, boy, will I be anxious? Miss Tara, you won't even be anxious. She gets anxious sometimes. But we won't be anxious because we know that we're going home. And we'll know, praise God, the promises and the goodness and the magnificence of God is going to be so real that it won't be scary. It won't be something to dread. Boy, there'll just be a peace that passes understanding. When we get over there, amen, we enter in and there's the Lord. And he just takes us in. He said, come on in here, youngins. Boy, it's good to see you. Amen. It's good to have you here with me. So I've missed you so much. Just like you'd been gone just a few minutes and you're coming back. Or a little while, I'm coming back. But he's going to say, boy, it's so good to see you. Come on in here. Praise God. Just be there in His presence, never be separated again. You know what would be the awfulest thing about hell, Brother Bill? Is be separated from the presence of God for eternity. The fire and the weeping and the wailing and gnashing of teeth, all that'll be and the brimstone and all that'll be horrific. But the worst thing about that awful place would be alienated from the presence of God forever. I can't even imagine that. I don't even like to think about it. But that's what's going to happen to some folks that don't believe, that don't get saved, that don't believe, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. But those of us that have, boy, what a glorious day that's going to be. We're going to enter it in. And he said, I just hope that he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise God. And just enter into the peace that I've prepared for you for the generations. Come on home. Come on in. And boy, I tell you what a time it'll be. We won't ever get over that. Amen. We'll be able to worship and praise Him like we'd like to. We'll never get tired and wore out. Praise the Lord. We'll just be able to just worship Him continuously. Say, thank you, Lord. And every time we say thank you, then we'll have something else that'll come to our mind. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord, for that too. I do that now. Amen. I can't get enough of men, praise God, to get caught up because He's been so good to me. What about you? Has God been good to you? Is God good to you? Praise God, we've got a blessed hope in Him. One of these days, that hope we have is out of this world, literally. We'll go be with Him where He's at. Praise God, He decides to come back and fix the one that we're in. Rule with a rod of iron as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God.